So that first line, that first sentence from our first reading today, one of the most profound statements in all of sacred scripture, a foundational text of understanding of who we are as Catholics. Does anyone remember what it was? Jesus is always able to save those who approach God through him. That in itself is phenomenal. But why? He goes on to say, since he, Jesus, lives forever to make intercession for them. For those who approach God through Jesus, Jesus is always able to save. Why? Because he lives forever to make intercession for them, for us. This is what Jesus does. This is who he is. He lives to make intercession for you so that you can be saved as you approach God the Father through Jesus the Son. This is what happens every time we come to Mass. This is why we celebrate the Holy Mass. Because these last few days we've been hearing about Melchizedek, the foreshadowing of the great priest, and as the letter continues today, opening more and more the reality of who Jesus is and what the scope of his ministry was and is. And how myself and ordained ministerial priests stand in the place of Jesus to represent, to make present again that very same sacrifice that took place on the cross on Calvary, which is taking place in perpetuity in eternal beatitude in front of the Father's face. And what happened on the cross happens on the altar as a peering through the veil of what's happening in heaven. And we believe, we know that this is what Jesus is doing. He's interceding on our behalf so that we can be saved. Foundational. Jesus did lots of things. He said lots of great things. Lots of inspiring quotes that we can put on our posts. He gave us great little phrases to hold on to in times of trouble. But he lives. Present tense. Making intercession for us before the face of the Father. Do we know this? Is this the reality in which we come to encounter each day at Mass? The responsorial psalm, unpacking the sacrificial system. In the Old Testament, there was this desire to make sacrificial offerings. And so they sacrificed bulls and goats and sheep. But what the psalmist came to realize is that what God really wants is our hearts. And through this sacrifice of the Holy Mass, we lay ourselves down on the altar with the sacrifice of bread and wine, which becomes the body and blood, and then we are presented to the Father. This is how the intercession of Jesus makes sense to us, is applied to us. Because with an obedient ear and an obedient heart, I say, here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Take everything from me. This is the sacrifice that you desire of my heart, of my life, and I give it to you. So that you can bring it to the Father, so that it can be sanctified. The gospel continues from yesterday, where Jesus had the audacity to bring that man with the withered hand into the fullness of life. And the leaders were seeking to destroy him. The Pharisees and the Herodians, who were so certain of their place in the society, of their religious standing, they were so certain they were trying to kill Jesus. They were trying to push him away. And what do we have in the gospel today? So many people from so many places are trying to push in to Jesus to simply receive his touch, the healing touch of Jesus, which transmits that salvation. Jesus touches us today in the sacraments. The same healing that took place then takes place now as we receive the Holy Eucharist, as we receive absolution, as the hand of God is stretched out to us and says, be healed. Christ lives so that we can be saved. Let's pray for the grace to truly believe that. Amen.